answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on The Alex Jones Show. Yep, love being here and love everything that InfoWars is doing. And freedom, peace, and justice, they're dirty words anymore. You're not allowed to say anything the government doesn't allow you to say. Look what happened to Scott Ritter. Yep, man of peace. FBI busts him up. Look what happens to Alex Jones. A man of peace and freedom. Lock him down, lock him up. Do anything you can to stop him. Again, I got death threats as well. Scott Ritter is a friend of mine. And people have no idea about this cat. He's a real man. He was on the other side. He was a top Marine, you know, the whole thing. He had the mentality to kill all the enemies. And then when he got on the other side, and his dad was in the military too, he realized this isn't the way to do it. We need peace, not war. This is the UN weapons inspector that had the proof that Saddam Hussein did not have weapons of mass destruction. Oh, Biden, they all made fun of him. This is a guy that's against the Ukraine war, wants peace. Against the Israeli genocidal war, wants peace. And yes, genocide by definition. Look up the definition. How many hundreds of people did they kill on Saturday and Sunday and Monday in schools? Oh, yeah, Hamas was there. So we killed everybody in the school, but we got the Hamas's guys. Oh, and $3.5 billion of our money just went over there to Ukraine, to Israel, to keep slaughtering the people as the country's rotting in front of our eyes, rotting like crap, because we got a bunch of crapsters running the show. I'm down in New York City. It's a slum. I'm a Bronx cat. Got it. Know the city, born there, hung out, played, wild times. Now, people shooting up, drugged out, or every scaffolding, just about homeless people, and garbage all over the streets. And it's so much fun to drive down there. Boom, ba-da, boom, ba-da, boom, ba-da, boom, ba-da, boom. The rotted roads, the rotted bridges. The subway's a night in Calcutta. Amtrak? How about Amcrap? I am crap. Oh, but don't forget to give the slime ball who's running that lousy piece of junk that's losing money a big bonus. That's the scum running our country. Oh, the people, I get these. Oh, we don't like your language. Grow the hell up. It's proper language when you say somebody, F you. Don't tell me what to do. Which is why we have these t-shirts that you get at transjournal.com. Hey, politicians, who the F are you to tell me what to do? You got it? Proper language. When your life is... Oh, no. Celente, you have to speak like Obama. The Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner. Folks, folks, folks. Always folking us. I want that guy Gaddafi out of there. Yep, there's the shirts. Can't get anything out. And this is the time for it, because you know me, I'm against the whole system. To me, it's all BS. Well, and I've been on the other side, to make it clear. So anyway, St. Thomas Aquinas said it. If you're not angry when it's morally justifiable to be angry, you are immoral. And you got to support the truth and freedom, and that's why you need to stay on with InfoWars. Get their products. Support InfoWars, because they're supporting you. And they're going to blacklist everybody they can. Right now.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Alex Jones Show and InfoWars. Again, support InfoWars because they're supporting you. And again, if you want history before it happens, you want the Trends Journal. You want some proof? Apartments, hockey rinks, and Amazon warehouses. Macy's closures will set off a wave of change at shopping malls. This is one of the big stories right now on CNBC. Macy's will set off a wave of change at malls as it closes about 150 namesake stores across the country by early 2027. Their BS that they're going to be able to convert these malls is like the same kind of crap that they're spewing out that with you have an office vacancy rate, ain't nobody there in New York City. At over 23%. In San Francisco, when not only you left your heart, you left your mind and your soul because little Gatson Gavin Newsom, the daddy's boy, my daddy's a member of the Getty Gang. I got all my money from the Gettys. Oh, I'm so great at business. Oh, related to Pelosi. It's one big club and you ain't in it. Yeah, that guy that destroyed the place, the first state to lock down to fight the COVID war. 34.5% vacancy rate. Vacant. Nobody there. Oh, a building in New York on 50th Street, Midtown. 2006, sold for $320 million. A week and a half ago, $8.5 million. Yeah. Let's go back to the malls. You can't, on the buildings, no, they're not convertible to housing. Like you take the one on 50th Street, who's in the middle of the block, ugly glass, crap, and steel. You can't put rooms inside of it. You got rooms in the middle with no windows? Can't do it. You're better off knocking them down and rebuilding. Same thing's going to happen with the malls. But again, this is why you subscribe to the Trends Journal. This is a best international best-selling book. My book. Trends 2000. You ready? We said this was going to happen. Right over here, page 199. The Pall on the Mall. We said they were outdated. They had their time. And again, this is the beginning of the internet revolution. People weren't shopping like that, but we said they were going to. And it's just going to keep getting worse. So as you see gold prices today, let's see. When I went on the air, $2,470 an ounce. Hey, what's one of your top trends for 2024? A golden year for gold. How much has gold gone up since we made that forecast? Wow, 2,486. Woo! It was $2,041 when we made that trend forecast. So it's gone up, what, 440-something bucks. That's why you subscribe to the Trends Journal. Because, again, why you subscribe to stay with InfoWars and you got to support them is because you're getting nothing from the mainstream media. Yeah. I don't want to get censored, so I can't say the proper word for the wall, S-H-I, with another letter in their journal. Right? Look at this picture. This is today's. Olympians bid a fond adieu to Paris. $5. What are you telling me this crap for? What am I, 6 years old? I'm buying this thing. I need economic data. I'm a trend forecast. I need data. Now, you don't need data. You got to stay stupid. Here. Weekend edition. $6. Look at that stupid picture. A new Olympic sport breaks out in Paris. American B-girl, Logsist's legal name, Logan Edra, competes Friday in the Palace de la Concorde at the Games' first breaking event. Japan's B-girl ended up winning the gold. What am I, 6 years old? I got to know this crap? So the Trends Journal, by the way, when you go to jonestrends.com, you put that link in there. It's the grand total. This is $6, $2.50 a week, and over 200 pages. It's a magazine. You read what you want. You want to read about geopolitics. You want to read about economics. You want to read about high-tech science. You want to read about technocracy. You want to read about the Israel war, Ukraine war, the presidential reality show. Again, we cover the world like nobody else anywhere. So going back, when you're looking at when I went on the air, the S&P and the Dow were down. The NASDAQ was barely up. We are on the cusp of the worst geopolitical and socioeconomic crisis in the history of the world, part one and part two. This thing's going to go down big. Again, what we're talking about, no one anywhere, any place is giving you the details that we're giving you, and particularly regarding the office building bust. I mentioned what the vacancy rates are. Your office occupancy rate, meaning people going back to work, is only around 50%. How are the people, these groups, these hedge funds, venture capitalists, and all these other biggies that own all these buildings, their loans are coming due? And people aren't renewing their leases in the buildings. How are they going to pay their debt off to the banks? They're not. Talking about the danger ahead, nobody's reporting this. This is from today's Wall Street Journal. Travel crunch pinches San Francisco hotels. Now, isn't that nice kitty language? Oh, it pinches them. Oh, I got a pinch. I got a pinch. Grow up. Pinches. Listen, Salenti, you're still in kindergarten. Listen to what your teachers tell you. Time to take a nap. All right. San Francisco's hospitality business imploded during the pandemic. Now its hotel owners are drowning in bad debt as never before. Again, this is how they rewrite history. And this is why you get the Trends Journal. San Francisco's hospitality business imploded during the pandemic. No, it didn't implode during the pandemic. It imploded when pieces of arrogant scum, lousy little boys that are arrogant as could be, that love to tell you what to do, locked down the place. That's right. Not the pandemic, the politicians. And the scum called it a pandemic. The World Health Organization, WHO, the World Whore Organization, called it a pandemic on March 11th, 2020, when the grand total of 4,219 people died out of 8 billion. More people fell down the stairs and died that time. So that's how they rewrite history. That lousy, arrogant boy, Gatso and Gavin Newsom. I'm dining at the French Laundry while you have to stay home and follow my orders. It's only $400 a plate. You're just a plantation workers of Slavelandia. You get back in your house. They destroyed it. There he is. Arrogant. That we have politicians telling us what to do. Who the F are you? Who are you to tell me what to do? Who, come over here. Come over here. Any of you guys, come over here and give me orders and tell me something to do. Come on. Let's go. Come on. I am an American. Free to be me. Don't tell me who to be. And I won't tell you. Got it? No. I'm a low-life politician. I'm a piece of scum. I'll tell you what to do. Going back to this day, they have destroyed the global economy with this pandemic. The little morons out here right across the street's a parking lot. But they moved the farmer's market off the streets, put it in a parking lot. Outside, they're drawing circles every 6 feet to go into the parking lot during COVID. Little boys and girls still in kindergarten with chalk drawing circles. And in front of each vendor, measuring out circles 6 feet. You're outside. The wind is blowing everywhere. Salenti, stay in that circle. And counting the number of people going into the parking lot. It's a parking lot. It's an open parking lot. The wind goes all like that. No, it doesn't. The wind blows exactly in straight lines. Every 6 feet, now you do what you're told. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The city's metropolitan area, the delinquency rate among commercial mortgage-backed security loans for the lodging sector skyrocketed to 41.6% in June. From 5 point, yeah, that's it. Circles. Remember, circle jerks. From 5.7 in June 2023. The sharp drop-off in visitors since is squeezing the city's hospitality sector. Weekend hotel occupancy in June for leisure travel, it's only down 22%. Versus 4% nationwide. Down. Hey, wait a minute. That's 5 years ago almost. It's down from what it used to be around the nation 5 years ago. In 5 years, it should have gone up. The delinquency rates, the failures in the banks are going to be a banking bust that we've never seen before. Are the malls going bust? Hospitality sector going bust in certain areas? Oh, and the crap. Oh, the people aren't going to the amusement parks as much as they were. Oh, because they're traveling. Yeah, what are you talking about? The failed banks are going to be the busted banks as a result of the crash. You got it. Of the office building bust is going to be the likes of which we've never, ever seen before. There's going to be massive failures and massive banks going bust. Remember, let's go back to 2023. It's not ancient history. Three banks, the Silicon Conman Valley Bank, First Republic, and Signature Bank went bust. Three banks. Woof. Boom. Gold prices spiked. Markets went down. three banks. Now let's look at about 300 banks, because that's what you're going to be looking at. And again, this isn't only about the United States, it's global. Remember, the COVID war was launched in China on Chinese Lunar New Year, the year of the rat, in 2020. The cover, remember the people, they're showing the BS guy walking down the street dying? Oh, and China's building all of these emergency hospital centers. Remember all that stuff? Selling the fear. In Italy, I'm ashamed of these as an Italian. It was the first country to lock down after that. The average age of the people dying from COVID in Italy was like 81 years old. I think the average death age in America is like 77, 78. Whew, I only got a couple of months left. I'll be hitting 78. The cover of the Trends Journal magazine, 2 weeks after China launched the COVID war. Coronavirus, 106 dead in China. This was big news. Our next line was 1.4 billion still alive. The new Black Plague. But the Black Plague, what, about 60% of Europe was wiped out because of their filthy sanitation? How many people are alive since the COVID war? Oh, only about 99.3%. And it's higher than that because if you fell off a ladder and broke your neck and they tested you positive for COVID, you died of COVID. And remember all the stupid things they had, you know, the things they put on the doors, you know, so you wouldn't have to open the door with your hand. You could do it with your foot. Remember all that stupid stuff? Yeah. Remember everybody sanitizing their hands? Don't forget, when you masturbate, sanitize your hands. And look at the clowns, the little freaks that were doing this. Look at them. Look at them. Health minister, health secretary. Yeah, like Lola or Rachel Levine, or no, it was Richard Levine. You cut off this or that and became that or this. And you got me, guy got more chins than Chinatown, and he's telling me what to do. Oh, never talk about natural healing. One of the first books I worked on back in 1986. Yeah. Don't get healthy. Swallow our crap. Take that jab. Yeah, look at this. Look at this. Can you imagine this thing telling you about health? Can you imagine? How stupid can you be? Very stupid. He's our assistant health secretary. Yes, sir. Look at this guy. Guy, girl, this, that. Or the other thing. Lola. L-O-L-A, Lola. So I'm saying China started this thing. I used to say that the 20th century was the Chinese century, but the 21st century would be, excuse me, the 20th century was the American century, and the 21st century would be the Chinese century, because the business of America is war, and the business of China is business. They launched the COVID war, 3 years of zero COVID policy, and week after week after week after week after week, we have a spotlight on China's economy. They have a real estate crisis that no amount of money is going to fix. 3 years of zero COVID policy destroyed their economy. We write the data all the time. Exports are down, imports are down. GDP keeps going down. It was overbuilt before this happened, because when they got into the World Trade Organization in 2001, 2 weeks after 9/11, their economy boomed. And like with all booms, it's followed by a bust. But the zero COVID policy made a very bad situation much worse, and it's hurting. Again, it's not what you like, what you want, what you wish for. We're trend forkers, if you call it like it is. Like, people can't stand me now. Yeah, I love Trump. Yeah, I don't like any of them. But I'm saying Harris is going to win unless there's like a market downturn that's serious, a market crash, a wild card, because abortion is going to be a major issue. It was in the 2022 midterm elections, and they're going to keep playing that card. And they're going to try to play both sides, flip the coin of the Israel war. No peace candidates, by the way. Peace is prohibited. So now going back and seeing what's going on in China, this is from the Financial Times today. Global businesses warn sluggish China demand is taking a heavy toll. Oh, yeah? Oh, we've only been saying this now for, we warned about this for 3 years. And now it's just making the news. And that's why you go to trendsjournal.com, put Jones Trends, and you get it, history before it happens. $2.50 a week. Nothing. And again, just like supporting the Trends Journal, the more subscribers we have, the more we can do, not in terms of giving you information, but getting the word of truth out there. If you want to stay stupid, keep going. Of course, not the people listening here. I don't have to tell you, you're not doing that. But for the other people, they stay stupid. I like Fox. I like MSNBC. I like Mickey Mouse. I like Donald Duck. Oh, no, I like Goofy. Oh, I like NPR. So your real estate sector in China, just the real estate, accounts for almost 30% of the nation's gross domestic product. And this thing's crashing. So this is going to get really bad. And on the other side, all of these countries, the BRICS keep getting bigger. And they've had enough of America's geopolitical and economic hegemony. The death of the dollar is coming. Again, we don't tell you what to do. As interest rates go down, the dollar goes lower. As the dollar goes lower, gold prices go higher. We can see gold hitting this year about $3,000 an ounce. And again, you have to look at the geopolitics, not what you like. I support Ukraine. I hate Ukraine. I support Israel. I can't stand Israel. No, it's not that. It's what's going on. And they're both escalating. You read your Trends Journal. What happened this past week? Oh, Ukraine hit a nuclear plant, power plant, Russian-occupied nuclear power plant. How long have we been warning this in your Trends Journal? For a year and a half. And when something like that, you're going to hear, we have to go to war to stop Russia. Because when all else fails, they take you to war. And the economies are going to fail. And if we don't have peace on earth, it's going to be hell on earth. Again, look what they did to Scott Ritter. And Scott Ritter is going to be a speaker. OccupyPeace.com. We're having a Peace and Freedom rally up here in Kingston, New York on September 28th. Scott Ritter, Judge Napolitano, Anya Parambil, Max Blumenthal, and others. So we need to support peace, and you need to support InfoWars, because InfoWars is supporting you. We've got a lot more to talk about. We'll be right back.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
a limited edition exclusive InfoWars proprietary 24-karat .999 pure gold collectible is now available in this credit card size package, laminated with original InfoWars art. This is a memento to remind you of the fact that you kept InfoWars on the air at a critical time. We could do a straight-up donation drive, but we may have to do one. But this is basically the same thing as donating. You just get this collectible as a thank you from us for what you're doing. So please take action. Get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. We cannot stay on the air without your support. This is a collectible. And it is a beautiful piece of gold, a little bar that symbolizes your support of the InfoWar. I humbly ask you to take action and make the decision to keep us on air, because this is your chance to keep InfoWars on the air at a critical juncture in the fight for our republic. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, you know that turmeric does incredible things for inflammation, your joints, your immune system, your whole body. Well, we came out with Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula 6 years ago. And I was wanting to come up with a turmeric formula, so I talked to some of the big suppliers. I said, what's the strongest curcuminoid you have? And they said it's like 75%. Regular turmeric's just raw, 4 or 5% still has a great effect. I said, well, what's the strongest concentrate you can make? They came back a few months later and they said 95%. This is it. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, been sold out for months, back in stock, is 95% curcuminoid. And it does incredible things for your body. You know, my wife's a big sports person. She's in great shape, plays tennis, lifts weights all day, but she has joint pain. And years ago, she was taking these horse pills of turmeric. She'd take three or four, would give her relief. I said, try this. She looked at the back. She said, this is lower milligrams. And I said, yeah, but that's because it's concentrate. She took it. She said one pill had the effect of the big four horse pills she was taking. So again, ladies and gentlemen, this is an amazing product. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's not just the 95% curcuminoid. It's organic spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme leaves, pepperine from black pepper. So it's an amazing formula. It's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it could be our last run. They're trying to shut us down. And please don't take that for granted. We get shut down, people go, whoa, he wasn't BSing. On my children, I'm not BSing. We're close to being shut down. We need support right now. Plus, these are great products. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. This is going to sell out. Please support the broadcast. Get in other products. Get T-shirts, books, films. We need support now. These are great products. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your action. InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's getting near dawn.
Hey, great being on the Alex Jones Show. And again, you know, we're at a very crucial time here. And they're robbing us of our freedom, our life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Things that used to be once called a Declaration of Independence. Again, you just saw what they did to Scott Ritter. Barely reported in the mainstream media. Barely reported. And in this crucial time, you need what not only what we're giving you with the Trends Journal, but what InfoWars is giving you. And they have these great products and great sales that you're not only supporting InfoWars, but you're supporting yourself. And they have a good sale going on right now, and it's their mega sale. And you could save up to 60% on their InfoWars products by going to InfoWarsStore.com. They got the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Survival Shield X2, Ultra 12. That's like 40% off. DNA Force Plus, Survival Shield X3, Vasobeat, Nitric Boost, Ultimate Fish Oil, Brain Force Ultra. And boy, you got to get that Brain Force going, particularly now. Winter Sun Plus, Prebiotic Fiber, and all InfoWars MD. Again, you're getting between 60 to 25% off. All of these great products. Yep, Superfood Greens, Nitric Boost, Turmeric. Yep, one after another. All terrific products. So, go to InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Again, it's a crucial time, and we need to take a stand and fight for our republic. And the censorship is real, keeps happening, and only getting worse. And that's why your support is so crucial, not only for InfoWars, but for yourself. You're supporting yourself by buying these products. It's that 360 win. You're supporting InfoWars. So visit InfoWarsStore.com right now. So, going back onto the markets, you know, we don't tell you what to do. We only give you trend forecasts. And again, when you look at Bitcoin, when the markets were going down, way down, and they said, oh, this is the end of Bitcoin. I said, no, it's not. We gave you the breakout points of where Bitcoin is going. Again, we see Bitcoin as a gamble. We don't see that. And I gambled in it. I bought Bitcoin at 17,000. And now it's about 60,000. And a lot of people bought it way before me. I didn't see it coming. I wasn't that smart about it. But gold is a different story. I began buying gold at 100, and I think it was 180 or 160 something dollars an ounce back in the late 70s. And that's when I became a trend forecaster. The Iran war was breaking out. Just how they taught us to hate Russia, they taught us to hate Iran without knowing how the United States overthrew the democratically elected government of Mossadegh in 1953, Kermit Roosevelt and Churchill, MI6 and the CIA. Because Mossadegh had the nerve, the gall, the disrespect to say, no, Anglo-Iranian oil, better known as BP, and Standard Oil, better known as ExxonMobil, no, they don't own our oil in Iran. We own that oil. No, you don't. Who are you talking to? As I say, you think we would have invaded Libya and be in Syria where we are and invade Iraq if their major export was broccoli? It's a crime syndicate. And the crime syndicate runs the country. Oh, don't believe me? How about all these billionaires and multimillionaires donating to Trump and to Harris? Was it going to be a couple of billion dollars worth of a campaign? Oh, Republic? You got no money. You got no choice. All the politicians are paid off. All of them. Politicians. Pieces of crap. I mean, that humanity had to succumb to politicians telling us what to do. Again, your t-shirt. Hey, politicians, who the F are you to tell me what to do? Who the F are you to tell me what to do? So, going back to where we're going with this, going back to gold, you have to look at also the Middle East meltdown. That, by the way, was one of our top trends in 2023. People forget, when Netanyahu was elected, not my language, the language from the mainstream media, he brought in, this is in December of 2022, quote, extreme right-wing government. Yeah. We were writing week after week after week from early January 2023 to October 7th, 2023, when Hamas attacked, how the terrible things that the Netanyahu government was doing to the Palestinian people, week after week after week under this extreme right-wing government. And again, I don't want to hear the fairy tale that God gave you this land, chapter 6, section 8. Oh, they just found a humanoid that goes back, what, 700,000 years? Oh, no, everything began when Moses came down with the Ten Commandments. I thought he was 15 and he dropped 5. I mean, that was in the Mel Brooks movie. It's stolen land, and you keep stealing it in violation of the Geneva Convention and Article 242 of the United Nations. And save your crap that I'm an anti-Semite. My best friends were anti-Semite, and three of my last four girlfriends were Jewish. But save it. Don't want to hear it. I'm not anti-American because I hate Americans' wars. So save your crap. What's going on now in front of everybody's eyes, it should be outrage. And that's why I launched Occupy Peace. I'm against wars. And I launched Occupy Peace, what, how long ago? Over a decade ago? Yeah. So, again, support InfoWars. You get that Dr. Jones Naturals because they're supporting you. So moving forward, Germany Schultz asks Iran's president to prevent military escalation in the region. Again, going back to gold, look at oil prices going up again. I knew gold would go up back in the late 70s when the United States interfered with Iran and didn't let the overthrow of the Shah happen. And millions of people were taking to the streets. I said, gold prices are going to go up and oil prices are going to go up. I started playing the futures market. Oh, young guy, I didn't know what I was doing. I put a $10,000 bet, $5,000 in each, in the futures markets, and brought it to almost $750,000. Yeah. I lost most of it. I ended up with like about $120,000. Yeah, I was, you know, didn't know what I was doing. I was gambling away. But, you know, I should have sold when they told me to sell, but I didn't. But anyway, the crisis going now on in the Middle East. This war expands, you're going to see oil prices spike to above $130 a barrel for Brent crude. When that happens, again, you look at the data. We put the data all the time. Again, one of my, you know that old saying, the fish rots from the head down? We're talking about China and how their countries are importing less product there. And China, by the way, is becoming more self-sustaining. We'll get to go on to that, but that's a whole nother one. So going back to the slowdown, it's hurting everybody. So if war breaks out when your economy is already weak, you're seeing the crisis in the equity markets. I mean, you saw what happened with the Nikkei over a week ago, hitting its lowest level in the history. Never went down that quick before. And you saw what happened to the Dow and the NASDAQ and the S&P 500. So we're in a very volatile time. So now with this war increasing in the Middle East and in Ukraine, the more it increases, the higher the price of gold. And the people that can't afford to buy gold, they're going to keep going more and more into the cryptos, particularly Bitcoin. That's the way we forecast it. And we don't tell you what to do. We don't give financial advice. And the motto of the Trends Journal is think for yourself. That's right. We don't tell you what to say, what to believe. We just put down the facts. This is what's being reported from Iran, this is what's being reported from Israel, this is what's being reported from the Arab nations, this is what's being reported in the West, and here's our trends analysis and trend forecasts. So now we have this article, it just came out, Haaretz, the Israeli newspaper, which we subscribe to because we want to get the news from everybody, hear how they say it. Germany Schultz asks Iran's president to prevent military escalation in the region. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz appealed to Iran's new president to do everything possible to prevent a further military escalation in the Middle East in a phone call on Monday, according to a German government spokesman. The spiral of violence in the Middle East must be broken now, as any other course would lead to incalculable danger for other countries and people in the region. This is the hypocrisy. Okay, it's great that you told Iran to prevent military escalation. How about telling Israel to prevent military escalation? Why, you anti-Semite? Only Israel has the right to defend themselves. Nobody else does. They could kill anybody they want anywhere. I want that guy out of there. Get him out of there. Yeah, he's a terrorist. Knock him out. Oh, you call him a terrorist, but other nations don't call him a terrorist. 60 nations, by the way, I believe the number is, that calls Hezbollah a terrorist. There are 195 nations in the world. How about all of those other ones, 130,000, that don't call them terrorists? How about Hezbollah being the soldiers that fought to get Israel out of Lebanon in 2006? Oh, no, God gave him that land. I forgot. It's in the good book. And again, I don't want to hear what your God has believed. Don't you tell me about the God that I have to believe in, and tell me I got to believe in your God. You don't have to believe in my God. Don't tell me I got to believe in your God. Don't want to hear it. Oh, and by the way, these little hypocritical little boys like this Mike Johnson. Again, a little boy of nothing. A little boy of nothing. Why, I'm the House Majority Leader. I lead the majority of morons in the House. Oh, I'm an evangelical Christian. Again, not what you like, what you dislike. Oh, we're anti-abortion. Oh, how dare you kill an unborn baby, but slaughter anybody you want anywhere else. Here's more money to do it. Oh, yeah, kill them when they're alive. But don't kill them when they're born, before they're born. Oh, that's a sin. What hypocrisy. What hypocrisy. Anti-abortion, but pro-war. Kill them when they're alive. Here's more money. As the people in America are going broke. The hypocrisy of this. And it just keeps getting worse. Yeah. Netanyahu came out. Time magazine. Saying that. He said in an interview that the occupied West Bank is part of Israel's homeland, and he intends maintaining a presence there despite public clashes about the policy with some allies. In violation of the Geneva Convention and Article 242 of the Constitution. Before, I was going back to about what happened in 2013 that people forgot about. There were 39 weeks of protests up to the Hamas attack on October 7th. And by the way, which Haaretz says, about half the people killed, the Israelis killed, the Hannibal Project, or object, whatever it is, where they were shooting at the people that the Hamas was taking away, and the blowing up kibbutzes, the kibbutz and everywhere else. So not my language, their language. So going back to this, there were 39 weeks of protests against the Netanyahu government. Against his Judicial Reform Act that basically said the government is in charge, not the judicial system. 39 weeks of protest, not my language, the language of the president of Israel, Isaac Herzog. Again, going back before October 7th, Israel is in a civil war. When all else fails, they take it away. People hated the Netanyahu government. Protesting. Now, you know what? He's pushing through that Judicial Reform Act now. That's right. So he doesn't have to go to court for the charges he's being brought up on. They're going to escalate this war. And then there's a thing called the Samson option. Look it up if you don't know what it is. S-A-M-S-O-N. If Israel loses, they go nuclear. Yeah. If we don't have peace and Israel goes nuclear, it's going to be the end of life on Earth. They'll just keep escalating and escalating. Can you imagine this? Yeah. You got maniacs in charge. Crazy people are running the government in a country near you. Not a word about peace. Go to the mainstream media. Anybody talking about peace? No, you're just a piece of crap if you talk about peace, like Scott Ritter. man of peace, anti-war. Sent over to the FBI. Yeah. I'm wondering when they're going to come after me. With it, look, they've done to InfoWars. Again, what did Alex Jones do to deserve this? Oh, he said that, you know, Sandy Hook wasn't real. All right. So he said it. Agree, disagree, right, wrong. How about Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction? How about that outright lie that killed over a million people in Iraq and that stole between the two? We're going to get the guy like Osama bin Laden over there in Afghanistan. What, of course, it's about $8 trillion of our money to go to the military-industrial complex to slaughter people. Not a word about peace. You know why? Because the prostitutes, the media whores, that get paid to put out by the corporate pimps and government whoremasters are pieces of crap. That's why there's no peace. Little gutless boys and girls who talk tough that couldn't fight their way out of a paper bag. So, going on, just some, you know, it's one thing after another. This guy Smootrich warns Netanyahu not to agree to a Gaza peace deal. And talking about this clown boy Scholz over there, the little jerk off over there in Germany, the chancellor. This is an article that'll be in the Trends Journal tomorrow. Germany bans freedom of speech. Protester fined for chanting from the river to the sea. A German court ruled last week that an anti-genocide protester should be fined 650 euros for yelling from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free, during a rally last October in Berlin. The lawyer said, from my perspective, the slogan should never be part of a criminal investigation. If some people are unhappy with the phrase, they should be able to counter it with their own ideas. That is how a liberal democracy should work. Oh, no. No, 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 no. You're only allowed to say what the government wants you to say. F you for freedom of speech. Went after InfoWars for freedom of speech. Went after Scott Ritter for freedom of speech. Going after this woman for freedom of speech. These are only tiny little examples. Goes back to, that's why you have to support InfoWars. Because InfoWars is giving you what you're not getting most places anywhere. Again, we provide trend forecasting. And we give you geopolitical, economic, you know, high-tech science, AI, whole sections of this. Technocracy. Matter of fact, we got a guy here, Joe Duran. AI, the Decline of Humans. Now look at this book. You know, one book after another he has. And we give you whole sections on all this stuff. But InfoWars is giving you different kind of information with different available data. So you got to support them. And again, you're not only supporting InfoWars, you're supporting yourself and with the products that they have. So going on to what's going on, you know, this came out, by the way, and this was a guy I supported, but no longer RFK Jr. Again, I had his former campaign manager speaking at one of my rallies last May, not this May, a year ago. Dennis Kucinich, RFK Jr., from his Children's Defense Fund. Cell phone radiation causes cheek cells to die, study finds. And it goes on to show you the dangers of these cell phones. And I did work for the cellular telecommunications industry back in the 90s, the early 90s, when there were boxes in the trunks of cars with aerials. And I've been studying all the data that came out about the dangers of this radio frequency radiation. In France, they banned cell phones for children under 12 years old because the brain shield is thinner and the radiation goes in deeper and quicker. But they did away with that when the big companies started taking over. I'm making this point because they're hardly reporting this anymore. The last data that came out was from the University of California, Berkeley. And if you're on a cell phone for 17 minutes a day for 10 years, your chances of getting a brain tumor only increase by 10%. Excuse me, by 60%. 60% increase. I don't carry a cell phone. I got an old flip phone that when I travel, I take it with me. That's it. So going back to Kennedy, the reason I don't support him is because of his pro-Israeli stance. And that killed his election. He had a shot at it before. But now he's finito, done. So again, we're going through very, very, very critical times. And we're doing everything we can to help you prepare, prevail, and prosper in these times ahead. And so you subscribe to the Trends Journal, you're going to trendsjournal.com, and you put in the Jones Trends, and we gave you a 10% discount. It's like $2.50 a week. And again, it's so essential that you keep supporting InfoWars, because they're going to keep going after them. You're going to go after everybody that does not, again, regardless of who wins the election, we lose, because it's still the Repulsivekins and the Democrats in charge. It's a freak show. I mean, Thomas Massie is about the only person in there in all of Congress that I truly respect at so many different levels. But again, it's a look at this guy, Chucky Schumer. Little Lindsey Graham. You know, one little clown jerk after another. Name the party, name the place. Ted Cruz. Well, look at this jerk. Arrogant little clowns. So whoever wins, we lose. So we have to support freedom of speech and freedom to be who you want to be. Don't tell me, you be you, I'll be me. Capish? And so InfoWars is doing that for you. And then we're doing it for you in the Trends Journal. So again, stay very tuned to the markets. We're going to go through very critical times. Everything could change in a flash. And again, the flashpoint may be the Middle East war breaking out, because if Iran attacks big time, again, you don't have to be good at math. 91 million Iranians versus 9 million Israelis, who wins? Everybody loses. You win. See you soon.
Your grandma died all alone in the hospital. Your wife was fired over a mandate. Your teenage son has heart problems. You lost your business. They kicked you off of social media. Your two-year-old was forced to wear a mask. And now they want you to forget about the whole thing. Oh, hell no. We will never forget.
Jones.
If you are
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.